I've spent most of my time since the funeral either at the studio or in my room, sitting here doing nothing. I wanted to apologize to Star for my anger, but, well, it will have to wait until he's over his grief. He hides it pretty well, but there is simply no way you can lose your mother and not be affected. I haven't been able to work on music at all. With all that's happened, I feel like my muse has abandoned me. A good musician can use anything to write music, but me? Yeah, if it gets too sad and depressing, I shut down. I wonder if it might be better to just disband the Beach Bears. Let Star get back to teaching and preparing to raise a kid. Let Dips get his childhood back. I know Les would throw a fit, but I could throw him a bone by doing another solo album and helping him find new talent. Maybe Wally would be interested. Nah, he's got school too. Maybe someday Wally could do it. But not now. Right now, I didn't want to do anything. My muse was gone.
Birch, can I come in?
Oh, of course, please. Look, I wanted to apologize for...
It's okay, Birch, you didn't know. I'm sorry I snapped at you. I was under stress, too. Can you forgive me?
Forgive you? Star, there's nothing to forgive. How are you holding up? I can cancel the album entirely if it would help. Just tell Les that we're breaking up the band
and... No, don't do that. Dipper and I should be ready in a few days. We need to get back to our regular lives. It's for the best.
Are you sure, Star? I mean, I've demanded a lot from both you and Dips, and with a new kid on the way, I don't feel like I've given enough thought to either of your needs.
You have needs too, Birch. Sure, we could all retire on the money we've made, but you need more than that. You're a musician, and you need to write and perform. You don't ask as much of us as you think you do, and definitely far less than you did before. And frankly, Dipper enjoys singing. He needs it to help lift his spirit, especially now. Maybe in a few years he might tire of the music business, but now isn't the time.
But I worry, Star. This is my world, not yours and Dip's. I feel a bit selfish making you and Dips do the recording and the concerts.
But it's what you need. Otherwise, you'd crawl into a hole and stay there. I can't let that happen to you, Birch. You mean a lot to me.
Star, you amaze me. You just lost your mother, and yet you still care about me? How do you do it?
Death is just as much a part of life as birth is. It's going to happen to all of us sooner or later. Let's not worry about who we've loved and lost. Let's worry about who we love now and who we are going to love in the future. I have a child coming, Birch. I'd much rather look forward.
Yeah. Thanks, Star.
So maybe this coming Friday evening, Dipper and I can do that recording for you, all right?
Friday? Yeah, that should be fine.
All right, I'll let Dipper know. Then I have to drive Sarah to the doctor for another checkup.
Do they know what species the baby is yet?
No, still can't tell. We may have to be surprised the day of the birth.
Okay. Thanks again, Star.
Thank you, Birch. I feel better.
So do I. He astounds me. That kid is going to have one heck of a father. But he's right. Life goes on. It goes like it goes. That might make a good song. Ain't no miracle being born. People doing it every day. Ain't no miracle growing up. People just grow that way. So it goes like it goes, like the river flows, and time it rolls right on. And And maybe what's good gets a little bit better, and maybe what's bad gets gone. God bless the child of a working man. She knows too soon who she is. God bless the hands of a working man. He knows that his soul is his. So it goes like it goes, like the river flows. And time it rolls right on. And maybe what's good gets a little bit better, and maybe what's bad gets gone. So it goes like it goes, like a river flows, and time it rolls right on. And maybe what's good gets a little bit better, and maybe what's bad